荷花倚栏，我共饮着你超乎我一切所求。野荷花拉芳，我一直着以你点上我的释放。野荷花沙漠与我同住，你供应我所需，你是超乎所求，超乎所想，超乎我一切所需。野荷花依了我供应着你超乎我一切所求，野荷花拉芳，我一直着以你边上我的释放。野荷花沙依了我供应着你超乎我一切所求，野荷花拉芳，我一直着以你边上我的释放。野荷花沙
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们你们好，这里是大伟弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华米勒牧师圣灵系列的信息。今天所要讲到的题目是看顾我的圣灵。在这里讲到圣灵保惠师像父母一样看顾小孩，来看顾我们，虽然我们有时候看不见他，他却随时在我们身旁照顾我们。让我们一起来分享。
It is lovely to know that when God moves into our life,
知道当神运行到我们的生命里，
He moves into all of our life,
他运行到我们生命的每一个部分。
Not just a Sunday experience,
不只是主日的经验。
Not just when we're in church,
也不只是我们在教会里。
But He calls Himself our Father,
他称自己为我们的父。
AndParents are very much interested in all that goes on with their children.
做父母的对孩子所发生的事情都非常的感兴趣。
And the younger the child is,
孩子年纪越小，
the more completely the parents are wrapped up in the child.
父母就越会关注孩子。
That very dependency,
因为孩子非常的依靠，
calls so strongly to a mother or a father's heart.
就让父母的心非常的会被打动。
Much stronger than when they are grown and they don't need their parents.
这个时候父母的心对他们的关心是远超过孩子长大了以后不需要父母的时候。
But that dependency calls so strongly and so much.
这样子的 这样子的依靠很能够唤起父母的注意。
So that the mother or father are willing to do anything or seek to do anything they can to make better their life.
所以做父母的会尽他们所能来改善孩子的生活。
Not only in needy times,
不只是在有需要的时候。
When you're sick,
或是他们生病了。
Or in trouble of some kind,
或是有了某种麻烦了。
But also in old times,
而是随时的。
And God is that way with our life.
神对我们的生命就是这样子。
Two things, we are very needy people.
有两点，我们是很有需要的人。
Life is a struggle.
生命是一个挣扎。
And in that struggle, there are high and low times.
在这挣扎的时候，有高潮也有低潮。
And sometimes we become very needy.
有时候我们会非常的困苦，有需要。
Sometimes not so much.
有时候不是这么有需要。
But not only that, there's another side to it, and that is we are very small.
但除了这个以外，还有另外一点，就是我们非常的渺小。
We are very, very new in life.
我们在生命中都还很新。
Angels have been around a long time.
天使在这世界已经很久了。
They were there when the dinosaurs were made.
当有恐龙的时候，他们早就在了。
But we're very new.
但是我们还很新。
And we're only here a little while.
我们在这里只有短暂的时候。
And we start out so, so empty, so ignorant.
我们一开始的时候是这么的空洞无知。
And have so much to learn.
有太多要学习的。
And we are so dependent.
我们非常的要依靠。
And that very smallness, that very newness, that very dependency calls to God.
那个渺小还有依靠跟心都会唤起神的心。
And sometimes God on His own will just move it and take care of us.
有时候神自己就会来运行照顾了我们。
But sometimes He waits for us to cry out to God.
但是有时候他会等着我们跟他呼求。
And if the baby waits and doesn't cry, the mother assumes all is right and goes on and does her life.
如果婴儿不哭的话，妈妈就以为说一切都没有事，妈妈就继续去做自己的事情。
And she's glad that the baby is quiet.
婴儿安静的时候，妈妈也很高兴。
And that means she has more time to do what she needs to do.
这就表示着妈妈有更多的时间来做她需要做的事情了。
And the baby whimpers a little bit.
当婴儿喊个几声。
Well, nothing serious.
不是很认真的，很严肃的。
She can still continue what she's doing.
那做妈妈的还是可以继续做她在做的事。
And the baby gives a cry or two.
那婴儿又哭了一两声。
And still, we've got time.
嗯，还有时间。
And then the baby sets up a real cry.
然后婴儿就发出一个真正的哭声。
Well, then we have to let down things and go see what's the matter.
好吧，只好把事情放下来，去看看是怎么搞的。
Maybe it's hungry.
或许是饿了。
But there are times.
但是有时候
when suddenly there's a scream.
忽然之间有尖叫
and Mama runs.
妈妈就跑了，跑过去。
I've seen it many times. I'm sure you have.
我看过很多次，我相信你也看过。
I'm thinking of one time when I was sitting talking to a visitor.
我记得有一次，我坐在那边跟一个访客谈话。
And the little one, perhaps 3 years of age, was out playing with 3 or 4 other little ones.
有一个小孩子差不多三岁，在外面跟其他几个三四个小孩子一起玩。
And we had talked perhaps 10 minutes.
我们讲话差不多讲了10分钟。
And there was a scream.
听到一个尖叫。
Now there were 3 or 4 babies out there.
那里有三四个小孩子。
But Mama knew the right voice.
但是妈妈认得声音的。
And she jumped out of her chair and ran out the door.
她就从椅子上跳起来，夺门而出。
Several times in the psalm, I think the Psalm 4 is one of them.
我想在诗篇里面提过几次，诗篇第四篇是其中之一。
David said, "I screamed unto the Lord."
大卫说，我向耶和华尖叫。
He got attention.
那就引起注意了。
Because God loves to move in with our lives.
因为神喜欢进到我们的生命里。
And show us that what we can do for ourselves, He'll help us and guide us. But if we need help, He can help.
我们能够做的事情，他会帮助我们，引导我们。但是我们需要帮助的时候，他能够帮助。
Many times he's helping when we don't know he is.
往往他在帮助我们的时候，我们没有察觉。
As our sister Cecilia was saying, she didn't know there was trouble, but she just happened to go a different way.
就像 Cecilia 刚讲的，她不晓得那条路上有事情，但是她刚好就走了不同的路。
Because God knew there was trouble.
因为神知道有麻烦。
And he takes care of us many times that way.
神常常就是这样子的照顾了我们。
We won't know till we get to heaven how many things we escaped and didn't even know it.
直到我们到了天上，我们才会知道我们逃过了多少事情是自己不晓得的。
How many troubles.
逃过了多少的灾难。
Problems and trials.
问题还有试炼。
We think we have plenty as it is.
我们认为说现在的麻烦已经够多了。
But there's a lot that we did not have.
但是还有很多麻烦是我们没有的。
Because he was caring.
因为他在照顾。
And he desires to be that way with us.
神渴望对这样子对我们。
He desires to hear our cry.
他渴望听到我们的呼求。
He wants us to know that he is listening.
他要我们知道他在听。
Because he's not visible.
因为他是看不见的。
Doesn't mean he's not listening.
这意思不表示他就没有在听。
When the babies were playing outside,
当婴儿在外面玩的时候
the mother was not in sight.
没有妈妈没有看到
But
对不起
whatever
没有看到妈妈
it was, I don't remember what it was now. It's been quite a while for that particular incident. But I do know one thing.
现在当初那件事情到底是怎么样我已经不记得因为是很多年前的事情了。
The mother wasn't there, but she was listening.
但是我确实知道一点虽然母亲没有在场但是妈她还是在听着。
And the baby got her attention right away.
婴儿立刻就引起母亲的注意。
I think if we realize that, we'd do more crying.
我想如果我们明白这点的话，我们会有更多的呼求。
In fact, maybe we'd do a little more screaming.
或许我们还会有一些尖叫。
That's in a sense where faith comes in.
就某方面来说，信心就是这样子进来的。
That I believe he can help me.
我相信他能够帮助我。
And I believe that he will help me.
我相信他愿意帮助我。
And all I have to do is get in touch with him.
我需要做的事情只是跟他接触到的。
And the more fuss a baby puts up, the more the parents know it's more important.
因而他越在那边大声嚷嚷，做父母的就知道这事情越重要。
Just a cross little whimper doesn't get much attention.
只是稍微的喊一两声不会引起多少注意的
You know some of those whimpers that are just complaints
你知道有时候喊喊只是在抱怨而已
You know babies can put a lot of words into their cries they can't talk but they put a lot of words in there
你知道婴儿虽然不会讲话但是他们的喊声都有很多的字有很多的意义在里面
And mother's ears are good interpreters
妈妈的耳朵是很好的诠释者
And they know just how to put the right words in there
那妈妈知道怎么样把正确的字放到婴儿的哭声里面。
And because of that,
因为这样子
the mother reacts according to what's being said.
做母亲的就按着孩子所说的来反应。
Even though they can't talk.
即使孩子不会说话。
And because of that, the baby knows that how to get the right attention.
因为这样子婴儿知道怎么样引起正确的注意。
And sometimes they get the attention they wish they didn't get.
有时候他们得到的注意是他们后来会希望没有得到注意。
Sometimes when they're putting the wrong words in their cry.
有时候他们哭喊的时候放的词不对。
And whimpering and they're upset and cross.
在那里抱怨啊脾气不好生气。
Well, they don't always get the help they expected.
他们不会总得到他们所预期的帮助。
Sometimes they get corrected.
有时候他们是会被管教一下。
But even that's done in love and gently.
但是即使是这样子还是很温柔的而且是在爱中做。
Because we care for them.
因为我们关心他们。
And God cares for us.
神关心我们。
And sometimes it seems, well, what's the trouble?
有时候想说诶到底什么问题啊
I remember when my son Robert was about a year and a half old maybe.
我记得我的儿子差不多在两岁多的时候。
And every night about 3 o'clock he'd set up a howl.
每天晚上差不多三点钟的时候他就开始会大哭。
That's not the right hour for a child that old.
这种年纪的孩子并不是这么
Well, two or three days, every night, I was going to be a good, strong parent and just let him cry it out.
那差不多有几个晚上，我就要做个好的父亲，我就让他就让他哭喊出来。
But I wasn't successful.
但是我不成功。
He cried me out.
What does that mean?
So in self-defense, I finally got up and.
所以为了要防卫我自己，我终于起来了。
What the world's the matter?
怎么回事？
Checked everything. Everything seems right.
我就每件事情都查看看，哎，一切都好好的。
Finally, I took him out and gave him a drink of water.
终于又把他带出去，我让他喝水。
Put him back to bed and sound asleep he went.
又把他放到床上，然后他又睡得很好。
Next night, next same hour.
然后第二天的晚上，同样一个时候。
The same station went on the air.
同样一个电台又在播放了。
Let him cry it out.
就让他哭。
But he cried me out.
但是他又把我叫醒了。
Checked him all over, everything is fine.
我把他整个查看一下，没有问题。
I took him out, gave him a drink of water, back to bed and sound asleep.
然后好，我又就给他喝水，然后又把他放回床上，他又熟睡了。
It took about three or four nights for him to teach me.
他过了三四个晚上才把我教会。
Now we parents are slow learners.
你知道，做父母的都学得很慢。
I finally discovered all he wanted was a drink of water.
我终于发现他要的只是要喝一点水而已。
So after that, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd get a little glass of water, give him a drink, and sound asleep he went.
所以这样子呢，我差不多到早晨三点钟的时候，我就给他喝一点水，然后他就睡好好。
And that went on for about 6 months till he outgrew it.
这样子就持续了差不多六个月，直到这样的事情过去。
But you see, for as he was concerned, there was a need.
因为对他来讲是有需要。
As far as I was concerned, there wasn't.
就我来讲的话，我觉得没有需要。
But as far as he was concerned, there was.
但是对他来讲有需要。
And because he was wise enough to have faith enough that he could outlast me.
因为他够聪明，他有足够的信心，知道他能够胜过我。
He got what he wanted.
他得着他所要的。
Sometimes we think we just have to pray once.
有时候我们认为说我们祷告一次就够了。
Say a nice little prayer.
说一个很好的祷告。
Well,
小小的祷告。
Nice little prayers work sometimes.
好好的小小的祷告有时候有效。
But nice little prayers don't always work.
但是小小的好的祷告未必总是有效。
Sometimes, they have to set up a different language.
有时候必须用不同的语言。
The babies can talk in tongues.
孩子可以讲方言。
I don't know how they do it.
我不晓得他们是怎么做的。
But they can make themselves understood.
但是他有办法让别人了解。
And they can put a lot of understanding and a lot of message in just a cry.
他们只要哭一声就可以把很多的讯息、很多的意义都放在里面。
But they have learned because they're fast learners too.
但是他们已经学会，因为他们也学得很快。
If the first cry doesn't work, cry again.
如果哭第一声没有用的话，就再哭。
And if the second doesn't work, cry again.
如果第二声没有用，再哭。
And if the third one doesn't work, cry louder.
如果第三声还没有用，要哭得更大声。
And they usually win.
他们通常会赢。
I know I've heard people say that you must pray only once. If you pray twice, that means you're not believing.
我听到有的人说，你祷告只能祷告一次。如果你祷告两次的话，就表示你没有在相信。
I don't believe that.
我不相信这一点。
Elijah was up on the mountain praying for rain.
以利亚在山上为了雨祷告。
He prayed once.
他祷告一次。
No clouds in the sky.
天上没有云。
He prayed again.
他就再祷告。
No clouds in the sky.
天上没有云。
He prayed the third time, more earnestly.
他祷告第三次更迫切。
No clouds in the sky.
天上没有云。
He prayed seven times.
他祷告七次。
And the seventh time,There was a little cloud.
第七次的时候有一小片云。
He said, "We better run. There's a storm coming."
他说我们最好要跑了，有暴风雨要来了。
And it did.
确实是这样。
Seven times.
七次。
And interesting enough, seven in the Bible means a completion or fulfillment.
很有意思，就是七这个数字在圣经里面的意思就是实现或者是完成。
It is not a literal seven. It's until you get there.
这个并不是一个字义上的七次，而是说直到你到达目的为止。
And babies have learned that.
婴儿已经学会了这一点。
You probably learned that when you're 3 months old.
或许你三个月的时候你就学会了这一点。
Trouble is when we get old and become Christians, we forget it.
问题是我们长大变成基督徒了，却忘掉了。
We forget we're still babies.
我们忘掉我们还是婴儿。
And if the first prayer doesn't work,
如果第一次祷告没有用，再试一次。
I had a very important prayer one time.
我有一次有一个非常重要的祷告。
And I felt God had promised a certain promise.
我觉得神曾经跟我有过一个应许。
And I prayed that prayer.
我就做那个祷告。
Every day for 2 years.
我就每天都为那个事情祷告，祷告了两年。
And I got pretty intense before it was all over.
在整个事情还没有结束之前，我变得非常迫切。
But I got a marvelous answer.
但是我得到了一个很了不起的回答。
I take time to tell it, but it was a marvelous miracle answer.
我没有办法讲这细节，但是那个是一个很不寻常的、很神奇的答案。
That was kind of a long 7 days.
那个七天很长。
Because 7 is a number of completion.
因为七天是一个完成的数字。
Earlier in this century,
在这个世纪初。
One of the common terms used in Christian charismatic churches
在基督教的灵恩界里面有一个很普通的名词
was pray it through
就是说可以说祷告到底或说祷告通
No, but pray till you got your answer
就是你祷告直到你得着了你的答案
That's what babies do
婴儿就是这样子做
They just pray till they win
他们就一直祷告直到他们赢。
If they're really needy,
如果他们真的有需要
and they've got something serious,
他们很认真。
They don't quit with one cry.
他们不会哭一声就停了。
I think every parent wishes, goodness, they would.
我想做父母的都希望孩子哭一声就好了。
But every parent has discovered that they don't.
但是做父母的都发现不是这样子。
They just set up a bigger cry.
孩子只会哭得更大声。
And that's the way God is with us.
神对我们也是这样子。
Why does he wait?
他为什么等候?
I think one reason.
我想原因之一。
So we'll appreciate much more when he does answer.
当他确实回答我们的时候，我们就会更感激。
If he always did something for us that we wanted, when our first little whimper.
如果当我们第一次随便叫叫的时候，神就马上为我们做的话。
We'd feel so high and that God was our servant and better do what I told him to immediately.
这样子的话，我们就觉得自己很高，神是我的仆人。他最好立刻做我要他做的事情。
We'd have the wrong attitude.
我们的态度就不对了。
Babies get a wrong attitude.
婴儿也会有不对的态度。
Because they discovered that all they have to do is cry and somebody's going to get right there quick and help.
因为他们发现他们要做的只是哭，然后就得有人赶快跑过去去帮他们的忙。
There's an age we call in here in the United States the terrible twos.
在美国有一个年纪就是两岁我们称它为可怕的两岁
It's terrible for both parents and babies
那对父母还有对婴儿来讲都是很可怕的
Because you see they're discovering that they are not the king of the house
因为孩子那个时候正在发现他不是家里的王
Up to that time they have been
在那个之前他们都是做王的
Everybody served them
每个人都服侍他们
Everybody left anything at any time just to tend to them.
每个人都会随时放下一切，就是为了去照顾他们。
But when they get a little older, they begin to discover a terrible word.
但是当他们年纪开始大一点了，发现了一个可怕的字。
And then they learn to use it themselves.
然后他们自己也学会去用这个。
And that's worse.
这个情况更糟了。
And that word is no.
这个字就是不。
How terrible when the first time it's used against a child and he wants this or that or demands this or that and the answer is no.
当孩子第一次听到不的时候是非常的糟糕。
A shock goes through their whole system.
当他孩子想要这个想要那个的时候他第一次听到人家跟他说不的时候他全身都觉得非常的震惊。
How dare they?
别人怎么敢跟我这样说呢
How dare my mother tell me no?
我妈妈怎么敢跟我说不呢
Don't you know who I am?
她难道不知道我是谁吗
I've been enthroned ever since I've been born.
我从生下来就一直坐在宝座上啊。
Don't you see that crown on my head?
他难道没有看到我头上的皇冠吗
Oh, it's a shock.
这是一个震惊的事情。
And then comes the serious demotion.
然后有一个很严重很严重的他已经退位了。
Oh, they don't abdicate.
他们自己没有放弃王位。
No, they are cast down.
他们是被人家赶下去的。
And so there's a terrible year involved.
所以这就变成很可怕的一年。
Until finally they discovered that they are not kings.
终于他们发现他们不是王。
Or in case, queens.
或是说也不是女王。
And that's a sad discovery.
这是一个很悲哀的发现。
And we discovered that incidentally with our development with God.
顺便要讲，我们在神里面成长的时候也会有这个发现。
There's another saying we used to use in charismatic churches many years ago.
很多年前在灵恩的教会里面，我们还有另外一个说法。
If you want a prayer answered, ask a new Christian to pray for you.
如果你想要一个祷告蒙应你的话，你就找一个新的基督徒来为你祷告。
They haven't learned that God sometimes says no.
他们还不晓得神有时候会说不。
They're still in that wonderful time.
他们还是在那段很美好的时光里。
But even though we go through all the stages,
尽管我们会在生命中经历不同的阶段。
God is with us in all of them.
神在所有的阶段都跟我们在一起。
He's not teaching us like my children taught me.
他在教导我们，并不是像我的孩子教我一样。
And I'm not teaching him like my children taught me.
那我在教，我在教神，也不是像我的孩子教我一样。
Because he's had lots of children before I came on the scene.
因为在我出现之前，神早就有很多孩子了。
He's already been well taught.
他早就已经都知道了。
But he is teaching me.
但是他在教导我。
And he is teaching you.
他在教导你。
And he wants us to know that there is a love inexplicable.
他要我们知道有一种爱是没有办法解释的。
A love that does not stop for anything.
这爱不会为任何的原因停止了。
We know a little about that love.
我们对于这爱知道一点点。
Because we find it in mother love.
因为我们在母亲的爱里面发现了。
Many times in father love.
往往在父亲的爱里面发现。
And that is a love that doesn't change even though the child changes.
就是这爱是不改变的，虽然孩子改变。
And the child can be very wayward.
孩子有可能非常的调皮。
And willful and rebellious.
非常的悖逆。
The mother doesn't stop learning, she just learns, she just hurts more.
母亲不会因为这样就不爱她，只是更难过。
We have a saying, I don't know, you probably have one in Chinese.
我们有一种说法，在英文里面，或许你们在中文也有类似的说法。
And the saying is, when children are little, they step on your toes.
就说孩子小的时候，他是踏在你的脚趾头上。
When children are big,
当孩子大的时候
they tramp on your heart.
他们是践踏你的心。
Why is that so?
为什么是这样子呢？
Because love doesn't stop.
因为爱不停止。
We can hurt, but we don't stop.
我们可能会难过受伤，但是我们不会停止爱。
It still is.My son.
还是我的儿子。
It still is my daughter.
还是我的女儿。
It still is my mother.
还是我的母亲。
My father. It doesn't
change. 我的父亲，这不改变的。
We sang a song this morning in church. Some of you were there.
我们今天早上在教会里面唱了一首歌。
He was there all the time.
就是他过去一直在那里。
Waiting in love.
在爱里面等候。
But he never.Never leaves.
但是他从来从来就不离开。
That's a wonderful thing about God.
这就是神奇妙的一点。
He never leaves.
他从来就不离开。
He waits in love for us.
他在爱中等候我们。
And that's what God does for us.
这就是神为我们做的事情。
And because of that,
因为这样子
He will enter into our lives and you'll find that he's a wonderful father.
他会进入我们的生命，你会发现他是一位奇妙的父。
And he's with you.
他和你在一起。